With the record made, Brian Epstein was shrewd enough to realise that the chances of an unknown group having much success were slim, unless they had the services of a publicist and press relations man. So he approached one of the few people he knew in this field, Tony Barrow. Tony had written a column in the Liverpool Echo under the pen name of Disco. And whilst on the staff of Decca Records, he considered Brian's offer.
And I thought about this for a while and felt it was rather curious to be handling PR for an EMI group from a desk at Decca. But in fact, I did sit down for a lunch with somebody who I recall at the time was sort of quite pleased to be bought a 1 and 9 penny lunch in, would you believe, the BBC canteen of Aeolian Hall. And the somebody that I bought this 1 and 9 canteen lunch for, his name was Andrew Oldham. And I did this deal with him whereby we jointly did the PR on the Beatles at the very beginning, to the extent that his phone number and everything like that and office address and things would be used as the home base for the activity. But in fact, I'd become involved to greater or lesser extent on a freelance basis. Shortly after that, then, I left Decca and opened Brian Epstein's first offices in London.
In 1962, the Beatles appeared on Northern Area Television for the first time as a booked act. And not long after that, they went round to see Rory Storm's mother for her comments.
I said, oh, your marvellous sound was perfect, but you have no personality. And they didn't like that at all. I said, what? Ringo said, have I any personality? I said, well, yes, occasionally you flash out and you could be a massive personality, but you're all deadpan. You haven't got the personality of the Hurricanes. And they said, oh, why hasn't he got anywhere? And I said, well, haven't got your talent and your music behind him, but they've got personality. So they weren't very pleased. But George and John, as they left the house, they went out with their arms around one another, with us, kicking up like the Follies, going, hey, hey, honey, don't, taking the mickey out of Rory, but in good humour, saying, how do you think of that? But the next time they were on, I was watching them, I thought, well, they all smile a bit better. I wish George would smile. And with that, he smiled. And that night, they didn't come because they were going to Hamburg. He phoned me up and said, what do you think of us tonight, Mar Storm? I said, you were a lot better. He said, I was just playing away then. I thought, I'd better smile, because Mar Storm will tell me off.
Mar Storm, or Violent Vi, as she was sometimes known. She knew all of the boys very well, and with her own son, Rory Storm, the Hurricanes and the Beatles coming in and out, the house became a sort of haven for pop musicians. Yes, it was James Bond time at the movies, and the film Dr. No exploded onto the cinema screens of Europe. In Germany, the fans were just as excited over the Beatles' arrival for their fourth appearance. Once again, they went to the Star Club in Hamburg. The owner was still Manfred Weißlieder, and the manager, their old acquaintance, Horst Fascher.
Weißlieder, who went sometimes to Africa to make underwater movies, and he brought also in that time Arab clothes and a monkey skin. So he came one night very happy downstairs to the Star Club and said, look, I bought all that clothes and maybe it's a fun when you wear it on stage. And the Beatles said, yeah, oh yeah, we wear it. Yeah. And they went on stage and that night all in Arab clothes, and Lennon was playing rhythm guitar in that monkey skin. Then after the show, they didn't took it off. They went on the street with that. And also, where they were on stage, John, he didn't wear the hat from the monkey, but after they were off stage, he were wearing that hat, and he scared people and girls. He started, you know, like he wants to kiss a girl or something like that, and they were all screaming and things like that. And then all of a sudden, they went out the club, and they went somewhere, what I didn't know, but I only find out later on that the police called me up and said, listen, do you get some four crazy guys working in a style called the Beatles? I said, yeah. Yeah, they're here in the Davidswache, that's the police station on St. Pauli. I said, wherefore? Yeah, they said, they went to a club and they scared people to death there because that crazy guy who wearing that monkey suit were jumping on the tables and were screaming like a monkey, doing acting like a monkey. And people were running out the club, especially girls and, you know, and women. And they didn't pay the bill. So the owner charged them for paying the bill what the other people didn't pay because they ran away. And they didn't have the money to pay it, so I had to go there and pay the money, and it